Rockin', rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke at my head. Not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now.
Dismembered, the crew is battered but triumphant. Kato Lichos is reduced to a downward-facing exploded man. Only one of his previously plenty genitalia remain, and it sits atop the disembodied head of fallen comrade RX-78. Limping, Sarn and Mac have just squeaked out of the factory, lucky to not have raised the ire of the Mustafarian managers.
Wait a minute.
Maybe if Sarn had accepted the help from White Wookiee from Spider Club. What?
What?
You can't just interrupt him like that.
What? Yeah, I can. His dick fell on my head?
No, I put it on his body as a tribute to RX.
Right, but you left his body and you grabbed his head and the dick, so...
Oh, I don't remember grabbing the dick.
Well, you need some way of proving that you killed the
now body. I remember. You are correct.
Maybe if Sarn had accepted the help from White Wookiee from Spider Club instead of hanging up on him, they wouldn't have been so battered. Okay, now yes, I will open it up for questions.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I guess that would be... I guess that would be the role-playing thing. I guess we can get right back into it.
I don't have any questions.
All right.
I only have one question. For God, why?
Why? So, all right. Oh, wow, this music is awfully dramatic for what's going on now.
It's too dramatic.
Way too dramatic. You guys have passed all the drama. Okay. So, I had you guys sneaking out of the factory. I imagine Sarn has RX's head in his hands, as well as the...
Hey, don't say his hands.
I'm sorry. Well, what are your pronouns?
There.
Oh, no, your pronoun is Sarn.
Sarn has RX's in Sarn's arms.
Okay. So, Sarn has RX's head in Sarn's hands. And you just both walked out of there. Mac had just schmoozed his way past the Mustafarians. I will remind you, you guys just completed a bounty. And you might want to collect on the bounty. That would be one thing. Sarn got a call from the White Wookiee. He told me he would call him back, I think. I actually don't know what Sarn said.
Yeah, I think I told him to meet us at the spider.
Oh, that you meet him at the spider later?
Yeah, after we got done with our bounty. I think we should head to Choppers to get the bounty reward.
Agreed. I think in the front there was Max Speeder. Well, what are you going to do with RX? RX is just sitting as a head. I mean, are you just going to leave him deactivated as a...
I thought we put him on for comic relief.
No, I think I got a limited power supply in my bag. I'm going to try to plug him into.
Oh, that reminds me. We should roll for light side because that would be a great thing to roll to have a light side for.
I was going to do mechanics, but okay.
Oh, you could do that too, but let's see. Request destiny roll.
Ow.
Yeah.
So one. Oh, and I get to roll one, right?
Yeah.
So it should be two. Should be 3-1.
3-1. Yeah.
Okay. These were left over.
I don't see the counter anywhere either.
Oops. You don't see it on the screen?
No.
Should be there.
Well, it's not.
I can't help you.
Oh, there it is. I got it. Sorry.
Okay.
Boo's fat head was covering it. I mean, Boo's head was covering it.
It's all right. I'm just fat because I'm so smart.
Okay. Roll a mechanics check to see if you can get, let's say...
For a second, I thought you were going to say roll a deception check.
Deception!
Oh, wow. They changed that up. Regular difficulty?
Sure.
Why didn't it pop up?
Am I missing a... I'm missing a module? You don't have that... Your
I could find anymore? It. I could find it, but I click on mechanics and nothing pops up.
Let's see. Sarn, general skills. Yeah, I don't... Oh, here. Mechanics. I did turn something off. I wonder if I have to turn that back on.
All right. Well, if you just give me a second, I can find out the mechanics.
Is it working yet?
Yeah,
Where's Craig?
Well, it's been 27 minutes since we started.
We still moved about 2 feet.
You know, it's been weeks since we last played.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
And you ended the set and said, I'm angry.
Yeah, see, he's all along for the ride.
Well, everyone likes bare naked ladies.
Yeah, if you don't like bare naked ladies and you live in America, well, you can just get the hell out.
Aren't they Canadian? Sure.
Everyone in the world likes bare naked ladies. Canadian.
I stand by my statement.
Now recording.
There, are you happy now? Greg's back.
Greg's back. Hi, Craig.
Craig, you bitch. All right.
Craig?
Craig?
You get Navy.
Craig.
Craig.
Or Dark Gray.
It hurts my ears. All right. So
I really never liked them, but I kind of like them.
Oh, you look great.
Give me a pair.
What do you like, Dark?
Just fancy things.
All right. Should I try to.
What, do you want to roll again?
No, I want to take the
success. Succeed. Two threats?
Yes. Success, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the second one was a failure. But
well, who knows what the third one would be?
Well, I still can't do it because my...
You can't roll? You're talking about roll. Your... Whatever these shortcuts are, aren't working anymore?
Yeah, okay, so that one works. Okay.
So you'll just have to roll manually.
That's fine. It's still not coming up in the chat, but...
I see it in the chat.
Oh, yeah, I can see it in the chat.
That's all that matters, as long as God can see it. Oh, okay, there it is. I got it.
Okay,
God slow. Sees everything.
You know what? I'm going to take the second roll. The third roll, sorry.
Yeah, but that wasn't right.
You're not supposed to notice that.
God notices everything, so deleted. All right. Okay, so you are capable of doing some hot wiring with, I don't know. Do you have anything on you that you can hotwire them to?
Didn't he say he had a battery of some sort or a limited power source?
But I feel like he made that up.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well.
Isn't all of this made up?
Okay, he turned a light side point. I'll allow it.
I have a brilliant
tactic.
Ever since I got the Roboto, I need to carry a power pack to make sure it doesn't freeze up again.
Okay.
Even though it's been stuck in place for like the last how long?
Well, until I kicked the guy.
Many years.
And
so you carry around a power pack for your toe?
Yes.
So now you can't move your toe.
I'm not going to move my toe, but going to connect RX to my limited power supply.
Okay, but you're going to have setbacks on any athletics checks that you make because you don't have a power. Your toe is immobile.
That's right. I'm not very athletic anyway.
You can say that again. And the threat, yeah, got him. And the threat is that somehow when he is brought back to life, he's more surly because whatever thing that was making him less surly was in his body.
Oh.
His less surly.
I was going to just put him down in the passenger seat.
Surly looks out for surly, okay?
Sorry, Surly. Shut up.
Say every time I touch him, you get a shock.
Hello, meatbags. And don't call me Shirley.
You are so surly.
Who is surly?
You are.
Why can't I move? Where are my limbs?
We've got some bad news for you, bud.
Or good news. Depends on your outlook on life.
Yeah. Remember how that body of yours was just so damn cumbersome? Always kind of getting in the way. Well, no. That's gone.
I do not remember this.
Hey, now everything is going to be taken care of for you.
Tiger.
Yeah.
There should be four dark points now.
Oh.
We were 1 and 3.
I appreciate your honesty.
Just trying to make it fair to God.
Sarge, who are you talking to?
God.
The Force.
Awakens.
Oh, no. I lost my
underrated game.
Okay, so you guys come out. You guys walk out the front, and the only thing in the front is Mac's speeder bike. You guys do have the speeder bike with the sidecar, but it's at the back of the factory. If you guys want to go get it, you can go get it.
We only have two riders. I mean, can it fit two?
And who's going to drive?
I'll drive, of course.
Wait, no, my planetary's better.
The what?
My planetary piloting is better than yours, I think.
I disagree. On both in character and out of character.
What's your in character? What's Max?
I don't remember shit.
I was very proud of the fact that my planetary pilot was better than yours.
Max.
I'm still.
Planetary piloting is. He's got one proficiency. And two ability.
I have one proficiency and three ability.
So
clear where?
In the game, I disagree.
I personally would trust Sarn more with driving the bike.
I personally wouldn't trust you with anything. You don't have any arms.
Well, yes, certainly. I am not in any condition to pilot anything.
Can we find a way to plug him into the speeder bike, though?
Can he become the speeder bike?
have his head as the ornament?
Okay, it would be a computer's check.
No. I don't like this idea.
Too late. We've got a new idea. This will solve our piloting problem.
Wait, no, I'm a very bad, very, very, very bad pilot. You do not want to automate me into the system.
Sorry.
Well, that was because you're clunky arms. Now you don't have arms.
Yeah, those pesky arms are... This is an upgrade for you.
If you automate me into the system, then I will just crash and kill all of us.
So surly.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Both.
So who's going to roll the computer's check?
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
All right.
I shove RX in my bag.
So I just start banging it in the front. This is a bad idea. What were we thinking?
Ouch, 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 ouch. Stop doing that.
Who's our computers guy on this team?
Me, you idiot.
Oh, no.
I pick it up and try to shove his head into it, too. And say, get out of my way.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
You do have two advantages.
It knocks RX off for a couple minutes.
Okay.
But I was just learning to love.
It's not the first time he's done that.
Dingle-dongle's
Oh no, he doesn't have his dingle dongle. You grabbed the wrong dongle. Okay, so
it's an important piece.
You peen. So I'll say your advantage is that you get to jump on the bike first.
I use this moment to go get a beer after effect.
All right. as you were punching his head into the speeder bike, you had to get on top of the bike, and now even though you couldn't get him like attached, now your hands are on the wheel basically, or the handlebars, and you have the upper hand in the negotiation with Mac.
All right, jump on, loser.
Why you gotta be like that?
You gonna jump on or not? Not a loser.
If I'm not a loser, then I'm not getting on.
I don't know how I can win here.
Check, man.
Can I just start slowly in a way?
I think I'm owed an apology. We've been through a lot, and now you're treating me like shit.
Get on the bike or not.
It's okay. He jumps on the bike and you're driving to Choppers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. You're a bit choppy. I didn't catch that.
That's who our bounty is from, right?
Yeah, he was your contact.
Is he awake this time, or are we in there? Or what?
I don't remember. What time is it?
I don't know. I don't remember that either.
2:30 afternoon. You know, prime time for this week.
Okay. I think your connection is bad, Andy.
You sound like a droid.
Yeah, not in a good way.
My name is better than everyone.
That's perfectly. That sounds like a droid to me. I didn't know you're like R2 and 2.
Yeah.
R2 and D.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
R2 and D.
I like it. All right. Should I exit the call and rejoin?
Yeah, maybe try that. I guess it's just me and you. We lost everyone.
We got
this great. Is going great.
As long as you're having fun.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Craig.
Craig!
I can't do that.
No, it's worse.
No. Oh, boy.
Well, it got better for a second.
And then what?
And now it's good.
Are you sure?
I think so.
For now?
I don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
I thought for sure you being at grandma's house, you'd have the best internet now than not being at mom and dad's.
Yeah, I think I have to move the router.
Okay.
Because I think this is blocking a lot of shit.
The fire?
That's fake fire too, isn't it?
Feels pretty real. Warm.
Stick a hot dog in there. This is going to be so fun to listen back.
I don't have a step stool to get my hot dog up there.
Hey. Okay, you guys.
I met my penis.
You guys pull up to Choppers. It's in the wee hours of the morning, I'm assuming. Yeah. It's like twilight. Wait. Not twilight. What's the opposite? Dawn.
Twilight, new moon.
2:30 is not dawn.
Whatever, it's sunrise.
On this planet, it is.
Yeah, all right. So you pull up and you see the familiar Choppers, shop.
Hey, Matt.
The classic Matt. Chopper shop. What? I think we've replaced our droid with you. Oh, he's dead.
Oh,
he's
no, gone. We lost him.
He's gone.
I can hear you.
Oh, no.
I can't hear you.
Maybe try turning your video off or from your phone, maybe.
Or we can pretend you're a droid and you just message it in.
Yeah.
I think that'd be terrible.
He's back.
Well, yeah, turn it off.
Yeah, but now it's back.
This is going really well.
And now 40 minutes have passed since we started.
I think that's our the title of this episode. This is going really well.
Moving around like was moving so.
Well, well, well.
Look who just woke up. His head.
Well, well, well.
Hello, meatbags. I hate all of you.
You are so surly.
Stop calling me Shirley.
All right.
Good luck. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
All right. Now you are still at Chopper's door.
All right. How's this?
That's
good. I tried the secret knock.
Pretty good.
Is this better?
Yeah. So far.
Okay. I'm doing the personal hotspot.
Okay. All right.
Secret knock.
Secret knock.
I forgot. How do you do a secret knock? Is that a... I don't remember what check that is. It doesn't matter.
You have to... I think you have to fight a duel or something.
I think you have to kill a janitor.
That's right.
Oh, that reminds me. You have a mustache in your pocket.
It's in my pocket.
So, Chopper answers the door. Hey, my boy.
My Scott Chopper. Lane.
I pulled Chopper. The dick out of my pocket.
Chopper.
Hey. Hey, how you doing? Wait, did you guys get, you got something for me?
Yeah, I reach into my pocket and I pull out a dick.
What the hell is that? Oh my God, it's disgusting. Where did that come from? Don't bring that in here.
It's Cato Leave
that
Lichos.
Outside. What?
It's Cato Lichos. It's proof that he's dead. It's his favorite dick.
What? No. You had his favorite dick?
Yeah.
You found the secret pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So no,
it took some searching, but I found it.
And it's got, the tattoo?
Why don't you take a look yourself?
I'm not touching that thing.
Make one of your Ugnaughts do it.
My Ugnaught? No. You got it in your hand already. Do you see the tattoo on the underside, right, in the sensitive part?
Well, I just need, like, a flashlight or something. If you could point a flashlight at it.
He reaches into one of his, mechanics pockets and pulls out this unbelievably bright flashlight. It's what they call
it. I take it from him.
Ah.
Ah.
It's shining. And I find the tattoo.
What is it?
Says Kato's. It says Kato's Pussy Destroyer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it gets brighter.
I'm trying to show this videos to my grandkids one day.
To your grandkids?
That was the internet fucking up.
Oh, yeah.
And what? That was a robot.
What the hell is that? That other in the other hand? Is that a head? No.
That's our good friend.
That's not. What's his name?
Say hello, RX.
The robot.
Say hello. What's his name?
Fuck you.
Oh, he's so surly. It's Santa Shirley. Circus must have been in his body.
Stop calling me Shirley. Have you ever been to a Turkish prison?
I've never seen that movie. What is that? Space plane? Exclamation point? All right. You guys come in. You guys need like a coffee or something.
I need a lot.
Thank you.
Come on. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. You guys look beat.
It was a long night.
Well, let me, let me wire this in. And he goes onto his wrist and hits some buttons. And, since that is definitely Cato Lichos' Pussy Destroyer, and he would definitely be dead, otherwise you wouldn't be able to get that.
Hey, Chopper, which one of these Ugnaughts is your least favorite?
I feel like that's a trick question, and you're going to abuse my poor employees. And I can't. I don't pick favorites. They're all my beautiful, beautiful little children.
Then I'll pick one.
Don't pick one. They're all my favorite. I love them all equally. You know that.
I walk up to an Ugnaught.
Okay.
And I pat him on the head.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. and Mrs.?
Sounds like Kepner.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all little Kepners.
I take the Pussy Destroyer.
Uh-huh.
And I set it on his other shoulder while he's looking at me.
Huh. That's a weird pretzel you put on my shoulder.
Yeah, how's it taste?
What? No, I'm not. You know, it looks super, super stale. I'm not gonna eat it. And
it might be a little too salty too.
All right. Yep. Nope. Grand shits are not gonna love this. And so he walks away. All right. He wires you the money, and I don't remember how much money it was.
Not much.
I think it was like $5,000 each.
That sounds about right. I could use about $5,000.
Or was it $600 each?
Tiger, give me $5,000.
Who's this?
$5,000.
Who's Tiger?
Hey, God, please, I beg you, give me $5,000.
No, we cannot keep calling him God. It's going to go to his head really quickly.
You don't. Who knows me the best?
Way too late for that.
Hey, I thought you were deactivated.
I thought you were outside.
I can hear another voice in my head sometimes. I call it God.
So, wow. If you tell me RX finds religion by the end of this story arc, I'm going to be...
No, I am not in favor of this God. In fact, I hate this God, and I will never, ever, ever follow him.
Finding God doesn't mean finding love for him.
So if you find God and you love him, it's okay. But if you find God and hate him, isn't that kind of just multiple personality disorder?
Yeah.
Are you just hearing voices at that point?
I don't know, but it certainly doesn't seem religious to me.
Oh, all right.
So there we go. Here it is. They just wired 1,000 credits to each of you.
Wow, that's a pretty low amount of money for all the work that we did.
Maybe it didn't have to be so much work. Maybe you guys weren't so efficient. Did you ever think of that?
No, I did not.
I'm efficient in everything I do.
Nah, I know. I've seen your work.
See? Efficiency. Right here.
Mm. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 credits. So, what do you want from me?
More credits.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. You know what?
I think 60,000 more credits.
Wow, I used to like you guys. Now you guys just sound like a bunch of bitches.
I never liked you.
It's not your fault that we didn't get chipped out. We're not blaming you, Chopper.
You're blaming me.
Yeah, well, that sounds like your insecurities are getting to you again.
I feel real attacked. I mean, I let you in. I woke up just early in the morning to answer the door, and you know, I was excited to see you at first, and now you're just yelling at me. And then,
I'm not yelling at you, Chopper. Yeah. But you got to understand, we were expecting about 5,000 credits a person.
Yeah,
not
well,
1,000.
I was up front with you, and I'm sorry that you didn't remember how much I said I was going to pay you. That's not my fault.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
A deal's a deal.
Yeah, right. You're right. I love you.
What am I supposed to do with this dick?
You put it on one of my employees' shoulders. He thinks it's a pretzel. It's real fucking weird. I don't have the heart to tell him it's some kind of dick. I don't know. He doesn't know what a pussy is, much less what destroys it. So he's okay. I think, maybe ignorance is bliss here.
Do you want it?
Want what?
The dick.
Well, it's on my Ugnaught, so yeah, I guess I own it.
Oh, no, I took it off.
Oh, now you took it off? I mean, you're really... You keep shaking. I put it on there, playing with it.
What else do you do with it?
All right, this is fascinating, but I got work to do, so you guys, how about you do something else?
What?
Let's go to the spider. I gotta meet a albino Wookiee friend of mine.
Is that what we're doing? All right.
Yes. All right.
Can we get breakfast on the way?
Only if it consists of a half a fried hash brown.
That's not what I want.
A coffee can full of cigarette butts.
That's not what I want.
You have 1,000 gold pieces. If you want to buy the big fucking breakfast, you can buy the big fucking breakfast.
Right. Oh yeah, let me put 1,000.
Only 995 credits.
All right.
Yeah, well, I don't see why the head needs all that money, by the way. But that's just me. There, I said it.
He's got a whole gladiatorial thing going on. He's got to support.
Sit and spin, buddy.
He's got children. He's got to support.
No, he's got a gladiatorial arena to support.
Oh,
did you already add your money, Sarn? No, you did not. Okay.
Wait. I can control where my monies are?
I can know. Add more money to myself?
No, I did it. Okay.
That is kind of an important question.
It is pivotal.
It is, because I don't think you have all my money written down.
Wait.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? It says right here. So, collected bounty on Lichos is 1,500 a person.
No.
Hello?
It says collected bounty. I spelled it with a K, too. 1,500.
Okay. If you wrote it down, then I'll say 1,500. I'm looking in the book here. It says 1,000, but let's change it.
Oh, maybe that's because it was
dead.
I mean, I don't know.
All right. So this will be 2,282. That Mac, you have 2,282. RX, you have 1,690. And Sarn Turbo, you have 2,150.
You're off by $40.
Then I will fix it.
2,110, I should have. According to my calculations.
2,110.
Yes. Okay.
I must not have put in some of your gambling losses.
Sounds about right. Goddamn green. Or goddamn double zeros.
Yeah, a roulette joke, everyone. That's why, why it took us so long.
I can do that now.
Okay. There is some beeping. And Mac tries to answer his communicator, although nothing changes. He keeps talking. No one responds because it's not his communicator that's ringing.
I pick mine up. I would pick it up, but I don't know where mine is right now. I lost it in the move.
On the other side, there is a white Wookiee. The white Wookiee, it says on the caller ID.
I answer. I go, what's up? Okay. What's his name?
He doesn't, you don't know. You just know him as white Wookiee. And if it wasn't obvious, Ryan is going to be taking over white Wookiee. And Ryan, you can go ahead and start here.
Sorry.
Hello?
Sarn.
Oh.
This is Ghost. What can I do for you? Yes.
You called me.
I know. I have a bounty.
All right.
I need your help.
Okay. When?
Now.
Okay. Where?
Time out. Where? What's the name of that? The bar or whatever.
Spider? It was. I think it's a diner actually, and I think it's called Dex's Diner, maybe.
Okay. Dex's Diner. Dex's Diner. Now.
All right. I'll meet you there. I hang up I turn off my communicator and go, hey Mac.
Yes.
You still want that big breakfast?
You're speaking to my language now.
All right, let's go. You drive.
I'm gonna regret this.
You drive, buddy.
conveniently, what happened to RX's head? Are you just leaving that behind? Or are you just gonna stuff that in the glove box or what?
It's in RX. My pocket. It's in my bag.
Oh, you put him in the backpack. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
RX's head?
Yeah.
I'm happy to play both characters as long as RX only just like has, you know, occasional one liners.
Yeah, I think my plan. I don't have my
keep them in your back
part, but I think if we hook them up to the Kahuna Wave, kind of like in Solo with that robot
RX.
No, in Solo, the robot in Solo.
I was sleeping for most of that movie.
Yeah, they connected it.
The robot becomes a navigation computer for the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, I think we should. That's my plan as of right now.
What will they come up with next?
That or he? There's also, you could also carry him around in like a backpack, like they did in God of War with that head. You ever play the new God of War game? It's Mimir. Yeah. He just carries him around on his belt, and he's like the exposition joke guy. But whatever.
Well, if we have that, then Mac's out of a job.
But what? Exposition?
If we have someone that I can just hang on my hip to tell jokes, I don't need you anymore.
It could be scared and hide.
As any good parent would tell you, I'm happy to leave you on your own.
Yes, good parent. Ooh. Okay, so I guess Mac is driving the speeder at this point. And you guys go over to Dex's Diner?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not have Dex's Diner ready to go, so I just downloaded a picture. And now you guys drove over to Dex's Diner.
That's pretty perfect.
Yeah. And you walk in and let's see if she's in here. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
And from the one that's in love with Mac.
Yeah. You walk in.
Oh, they say he's got to go, Griselda.
And from behind the counter, Mac trudges in, and from behind the counter you hear, "Oh, my baby." Hey, is that Max Skyblade?
Hey, honey.
I grab Mac because he's trying to walk out. I grab him by the back of his buster.
And pull him back.
No, I'm all into it.
No, I'm cool. I knew you would come back. No, hey, nice to see you. Nice to see you. Welcome back to Dex's Diner. It's been so long since I've seen you, and I feel real bad about not getting your whole breakfast, but, you know.
You sound different. Who are you?
Oh, no, I'm I'm Gizlora. Don't you remember
Gizlora.
Me?
His Laura didn't sound like this.
Yeah, I know. I was my more audio. Sassy last time.
Are you feeling okay? You got a little bit of a cold?
No.
Records indicate that your voice pattern was completely different.
Yeah, I'm trying something different now. Yeah, I've been smoking so much. And I'm a woman now. I mean, I was before, but I'm all woman now. Old lady. Not that old, though. Not too old for you. And she grabs your cheek and... Mac, you're just like, oh yeah, let me sit you down out here right away. And she walks you towards into the diner, and she kind of rushes out this family that was eating there. They had just finished eating, but like literally just finished eating, and she throws all of the dishes into her like apron and says, "You guys sit down here, make yourselves comfortable." And
I sit down. Thank you, Gizlora.
It's a hard G, even on this planet.
Yes, it's a very hard G.
Oh, boy.
Gizlorug?
No. It's Gizlora. Okay. And she scuttles off. I'll be right back for your orders.
We'll save you time. Two big breakfasts. Says.
Well, she has already walked away, so are you yelling that to her?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Two big breakfasts.
You guys want two big breakfasts?
Yeah, one for each of us.
I want all of your eggs.
All right, are you guys doing a contest?
There's a contest?
Yeah, if you eat the entire big breakfast in one sitting, then, you know, you get like a gift certificate to like a shop.
Yes, please.
All right, you know, no one's ever finished it before.
This isn't cigarettes in a cup, is it?
No, this is a big breakfast.
All right.
So hey, big.
Can we split it?
No. Well, I mean, you could, but you're not going to win the contest.
I'm taking it.
All right. Three big breakfasts is coming up.
No. Two.
Oh, two big breakfasts is coming up.
Yes.
And she
robots don't eat, especially just heads of robots.
I don't need an explanation. And she disappears behind the kitchen.
This is true.
Oh, no. Jizlorig.
Jizlorig.
you just yell. Everybody in the diner is starting to look at you because you're just yelling.
We probably should have made it three. For
the wrong name. You're yelling the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. Mac. Call her over.
She's too far.
Oh, no, it froze.
He said it's too far.
Oh, okay.
So deflated. I'm too busy looking over the menu. I know I ordered, but I'm still really hungry. I'll be right back.
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know. I'm
going to
go grab an ice cube, though.
An ice
tea?
Ice cube. Oh. All right. I guess I'll go get an ice cube, too.
Sorry, I'm right here. I'm just getting water. Oh, he's pissed. So, how's it going?
Good. I mean, good. You know. It's going good. I'm busy. I took an overtime class, and it's just luckily we just finished the last session of the after school math enrichment program, so that's nice. My days will slow down a bit. It's also November's been nice because I'm not sure we've had a full week of school this entire month, because like there's always been like a random ass day off, so that's been cool. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah,
it's been awesome.
Ryan, I did ask, but we got like kind of cut off how your work was going.
It's good. I mean, I really like teaching. I'm really glad I made the switch. It's just, I don't know, it's a really rewarding profession. And like, what's cool about it, too, is like, so like back when I worked in other things that weren't teaching, like days would a lot of times feel the same. Like you just like you do the same things over and over and over again.
Repetitive, yeah.
Right. But even in teaching, like even if I'm teaching the exact same thing I taught before, it's completely different because it's a different room of 30 different personalities. Yeah. So like I taught the same things last year, of course, but I'm teaching them again this year. Cause I've had the same classes, but it's just completely different because the kids are all completely different.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, it is.
That's a very cool way to think about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, but like, I guess there is kind of, it's a double-edged sword. Like, I really like that aspect of it, but like, it also means like, and this is just like the negative of teaching is just that like, there's no autopilot. Like, you really can't coast. Like you kind of always have to be paying attention and always have to be, because they're different. Like, it's not the same. And so like, so there's a flip side to that. And I think the positives outweigh the negatives. But yeah, I'm happy. I really like teaching in person. I like the school I'm at. The kids are good. I haven't had too many discipline issues. It's good.
That's good to hear.
And I'm excited. I'm especially excited because next week is Thanksgiving break. So we only have school on Monday and Tuesday, and then I get like 5 days off. So yeah, that's gonna be sick. And nice. Anne's brother and his family are coming in from Minneapolis for Thanksgiving, and they're really cool. Him and his wife are really cool. Their kids are really nice, so it'll be fun to see them. So I'm like, looking forward to that. Yeah,
good. Like, everything's going good.
It's a little better because like we were planning on maybe driving over to Minneapolis, which would have been fine to see them, but like not having to do that drive, but also getting to see them is like the best of both worlds because that's a long ass drive. And the last time we did it, we got stuck in a snowstorm and it took like 12 hours. So, yeah.
Rough.
So, yeah. I'm glad to not have to do it again.
Good. Are they flying in or driving?
I think they're driving. They usually drive. Yeah. I mean, but normally without snow, the drive really isn't that bad. It's maybe 5 hours. It's
that's not bad 6 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And it was just a really bad snowstorm. And I was just really stubborn and was like,
you don't say.
I felt like I was stubborn, but I also felt like I was like kind of logical. So it's like, even if we stop for the night, like we're going to wake up and the snow is still going to be here. Like it's not going to be fixed in the morning. Yeah. It was a blizzard like forever. So I was like, we're going to have to drive through it at some point. We have the momentum now. Let's just keep going. And the kids are asleep. So let's just keep going. Well, kid, it was just Charlie at that point. This was a couple of years ago before the pandemic. So yeah. Oh, one thing though, that's bad. Although not too bad, probably, because he's young and he'll be fine. But my little brother got COVID, so.
Oh, how old is he?
Oof, 17.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's okay. Fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Hopefully he's fine. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still a little pissed at my mom for not getting him vaccinated, but, you know, my mom's kind of a anti-vaxxer, like half anti-vaxxer. She got herself vaccinated, but for whatever reason, she didn't think it was good. It wasn't important enough to get him vaccinated. I don't know.
Mother's fault, don't you? Don't
can't
you like
he get? Can he get his own vaccination at that age, though?
He could, but I mean, it's just not the family dynamic. Mom's in charge. True. Yeah, yeah. He's not independent enough to do something like that, and like, he's also ideologically probably very similar to my mom. So like. If she's like, yeah, the vaccine will hurt you in some way, he'd probably believe her and then not want to get it himself, too. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay and everything turns out fine.
Yeah, so far he's been doing fine. His symptoms have been very mild. It's and very likely, you know, kids his age in other cases have gotten over it just fine. So I think he should be fine, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, I was 30 when I got it. So if he's 17, and I assume he's in better shape than I am.
Wow. He's in pretty good shape, yeah. Yeah,
I wasn't
he's
talking to you, Tiger.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
Good.
You get, not that I don't care, I just want to get us back on track. So you guys are sitting there, and what? You were about to say something to Mac, Andy.
Oh, I said we should have ordered the White Wookiee a breakfast, but he can have your leftovers, Matt, because I know you're not going to finish it.
You don't tell me my business.
Prove me wrong.
So, you guys get a text on your communicators. It says,
"Wait, the communicators can text?"
Yeah, it's like a more weird,
did that just come out? Did that just come out today?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the new operating system. Everyone got upgraded overnight. Yeah. I mean, it bricked some phones and made some communicators like super slow, but they'll just buy new ones. So,
you gotta run a light side point for that one.
dark side point.
Dark side.
A dark side point to add texting?
Yes.
Does sound just drop this on us.
Does sound pretty evil.
It sounds good to me. So
that's because you know, it sounds convenient to you.
Yep, which is good for everyone. And the text
right. What does my communicator text say?
It says, "I'm here." And it says White Wookiee, because you didn't update the name. It still says White Wookiee from the spider on it. And it says White Wookiee Spider Club.
I text back, "Where are you at? Question mark. LMAO, emoticon, cry. Laugh face."
Wow, you picked up really quick on texting, even though it came out today.
Yeah, well, I'm proficient in that.
I'm right next to you.
And you turn around, you see the white rookie. He's 8 feet tall, he's white, he sticks out like a sore thumb, and he just whispered into your ear, "I'm standing right here."
Wow. I'm impressed, sir.
Are you
that
a rogue?
A magic trick. Where did you come from?
I literally just walked in the door.
Oh, sorry. I must have been distracted by the big breakfast I'm getting. I'm very hungry.
Yes, me too. Did you order me one?
I don't know you, so no.
I tried, but Chizloreg decided to ignore me.
Where's the waitress?
She walked over there.
And she comes out. She just comes out to check up on you, and she's got two steaming piles of big breakfast. She hands down to Mac, and then hands one down to Sarn. And who's your buddy here?
I am called the Ghost, and I will take two.
That's awfully, that's scary.
I will take two big breakfasts.
What? You see the size of these steaming piles, don't you? These are very big breakfasts. I don't know where you're from, but, you know, here, our breakfasts are big at Texas Diner. They call it the big breakfast.
I am from Kashyyyk, like all Wookiees, and I can eat two of your
big Wookiee
breakfasts. All
right. You're going to regret that, buddy.
Am I?
You're going to regret the two big breakfasts.
Don't call me buddy guy.
All right.
Don't call me guy, friend.
Oh, boy.
Don't call me friend, guy, buddy.
Okay. I'll put that in right away. You do know no one's ever finished. Do you know about the contest? Are you going to do the contest?
No, I don't care about the contest.
Well, I mean, if you're going to eat it all by yourself, then I'm sorry, but you're automatically enrolled in the contest.
All right.
Okay, but you could only win once, even if you eat both breakfasts. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
I don't care.
Okay.
And she walks away.
All right, so...
I start eating.
Listen, I have a bounty. You told me...
I can't finish the big breakfast.
Wait, hold on. You don't get just to roll. You have to... Okay, I guess that's what we're doing. What did you roll? What is that?
Discipline.
Yeah, that's not showing your roll.
I like discipline roll.
Oh, why is the rolls not showing?
I can see it.
I can see mine now.
I only see rolling.
But can you see the results?
Yeah, I can see the results. So just every time Andy's rolled, it says just says rolling. It doesn't say rolling.
Oh, no, it's not like rolling. It's just because I'm not rolling a specific thing because I have to set up my own dice.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know if it ever actually says. Maybe it does.
If I was able to click discipline, it would say rolling discipline.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah. Mac Skyblade says rolling computers. Yeah, for whatever reason, the plugin's not working on Andy's computer that he can pick the actual skill.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
You told me you killed Butt Radar. Is that true?
It is true.
I have bounty that relates to Butt Radar.
Okay, but now can I ask you, do you wish to become Butt Radar?
Never. And he gets mad and I like get in your face and I bare my teeth. I'm very, very upset by the even thought of becoming the Butt Radar.
Hey, man, I don't know you that well, okay?
I know.
It's a question that should have been
very common. All right. I'm sorry.
You're very nice, Wookie.
No, I'm really not. But I'm glad you think so.
So what are you going to do when we kill Butt Radar? With the medallion.
Then I will return to my people and announce that the blood debt has been paid.
Oh, shit. There's a blood debt? I thought there was a beginning of a sentence, not a pirate, yes.
I do not know.
All right.
Are you in? I need assistance.
I'm in.
Preferably two people.
Hey, we're two people and a head.
Yes, the head. What is the head? Who is the head?
He's our. It's going to be our new navigation system. Don't worry about him.
He's our new text messaging device.
Interesting choice.
And
it's more of a speak to text kind of thing.
And in that natural pause, Gizlora comes back. Here's your two steaming piles of big breakfast. And she sets them down in front of you.
I haven't eaten in 4 days.
Hey, Gizlora, can I have like a to-go box for the rest of mine?
Can I help you?
Can I have a to-go box for the rest of mine?
You have to finish it. That's part of the contest.
It's not a contest if I have to finish it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I'm already done a month.
It's a contest if I finish it. Not that I have to. Otherwise, every single person that ordered it would have finished it.
Hey, what do I have to roll to finish the big breakfast contest?
So it's discipline on 4 difficulty.
Discipline.
Yeah,
and I just guessed on that.
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay.
Oh, come on! There's no way I would have passed that. Now I'm actually threatened too.
Well, yeah, I got a threat too, but I'm just gassy.
Let's say that you take what the fuck?
What the hell was that?
What the fuck?
I didn't even know what I was looking at.
Like, all of a sudden, there's like 8 like dice on the screen. Dice.
There's no way RX-78's discipline is 7. You know, what is that? That's
12.
12.
That's it. It was way more than 7.
F2.
All right. So you guys take strain equal to the number of threats. So Max Skyblade, you take 3 strain.
Am I already at 3 strain from last time, or do I heal?
No, you did not heal, so you're at
6. I already adjusted mine.
You added 1 strain, Sarn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. How unfair this game is. I get strained from eating a breakfast.
It was a big breakfast.
I disagree with the ruling.
You have indigestion, you racist.
So, can I have a to-go box for this?
Yeah, I guess. And she goes back to get your box.
Can you make it a big box? There's a lot left here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ghost, how's your breakfast going?
I am finished.
How's
it going?
Here are your 2 empty plates.
Hold on. I feel like there probably should be a check involved here. RX-78 rolled 100 abilities. let's see. What is your discipline?
I don't have one.
You don't have discipline?
Just do it plus an advantage roll.
I'm gonna give
he's a Wookiee. He just ate the food. Ugh. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to win any contest.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I would like you to have eaten the breakfast.
Yeah. It doesn't. There's no consequence.
There is a consequence.
All right. Hey, there is a
consequence. There's a consequence for everything.
You have indigestion.
Ghost.
You need a Tums.
Ghost, can I have one of your gift certificates for this then? Oh, you're going to get 2.
I don't care for the gift certificates.
All right, I'll take both then.
Fine.
Yes.
Are you guys going to talk about? Are you guys going to talk about anything of substance?
You know, they might not actually give them to me. I think there was a clause about Wookiees being excluded.
Well, then we're going to have to get my lawyer involved. Anyway, where's Butt Radar?
I don't have a mission, a bounty for Butt Radar specifically, but it relates to Butt Radar, and we should hopefully be able to win information should we complete the bounty.
So you need me to help you collect information on a bounty to get to Butt Radar?
No, I need you to help me complete a bounty, and the reward for the bounty is information on the location of the current Butt Radar.
Oh, hold on. I got some indigestion. I got to take this all in.
You have three shots worth of indigestion.
Give him some space, Tums.
All right. So, Ghost, you pull out a bounty puck, I think.
Yeah.
If you get a puck, that doesn't mean that you took the bounty, right? You can have a puck. Well, whatever it is. You're able to show him you throw it out on the table, and a hologram pops up, and it says, Hunter of Masked Prey Required. Lucrative contract for individuals and groups of sufficient skill and reputation. IPKC optional. Provide contact information and qualifications to HN4-768 via SecureCom.
Oh, hold on. I lost some bits there.
Okay. Hunter
IPKC?
Yeah. You're a bounty hunter, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're with the guild, I think. I guess it doesn't matter. If you're a bounty hunter, you're an experienced bounty hunter. You'll know that IPKC stands for Imperial Peacekeeping Certificate. So if you see something that says IPKC optional, that means that it's either personal or extrajudicial. That it's kind of like they really want the bounty, and it's not necessarily on the up and up.
Okay. And who is it?
Provide contact information and qualifications to HN4-768 via SecureCom. And Ghost knows through some grapevine that it may deal either tangentially or directly with Butt Radar, as he's been trying to tell you.
Okay. What's the reward on this, Ghost?
That's all he knows is that post.
In addition to the information I seek, you can look at the specifications on the bounty here on the puck, and I think it is a logical assumption that the rewards will be rather high in a conventional sense. This is a dangerous bounty. The monetary reward will be sufficient.
And
I'm game.
And as a bounty hunter, Sarn, you would know that IPKC optional tends to suggest that it may be a little bit dangerous, but generally there is a market match of danger to monetary reward.
Okay. All right, I think I can help you out under one condition.
Name it.
You join my band of merry men. And or merry women.
Yes, that is true. I do not know what gender you are.
Nobody does.
I am happy to join you if you assist me on this mission.
Mac?
Yes?
How do you feel about this? Indigestion aside.
I'm pretty strained.
I said aside.
Yeah, whatever. We could use we could use another body around here, considering RX is just a head.
And
relatively useless at this point. Yeah, I agree.
Gizlora interrupts you. I come back to wrap. Here's your wrapped up big breakfast here in a container. I did it for you.
Well, thank you, Gizlora.
It's pronounced Gizlora, and do you need it wrapped up for the for you here, Mr. Wook? And then she looks down at your plates, and they're both empty. And she Oh my God, you ate two big breakfasts.
Oh my God.
I'm 8 feet tall. Yeah.
I mean, I saw that. I have four arms. What do you want? A reward? An award?
we'll take those two gift certificates now.
Wait. Hold on a second. What? Two gift certificates?
You said if you finish it, you get a gift certificate.
I did.
My friend here finished two.
Right.
He should get two gift certificates.
No. That's not how any of this works. I told you. Before you took the contest, one, you didn't want to join the contest, and I said, you got to. You have to. And he said, I don't care. And I said, you can't win it twice. Yeah.
You did not say that.
I did.
You did.
I was very clear. But you can have this. I guess you can get...
roll.
You can't just roll, Andy.
Sorry, I rolled negotiation.
Well, no, it's not a negotiation.
Yeah, apparently not.
No, it's not, and it never has been. So
okay, fine. We'll take one gift certificate. The next big breakfast is on you, though.
No.
I have three advantages.
And then she looks at Mac, and she's like, how you feeling, hon? You look...
this one has indigestion.
Oh,
I regret this.
You look bloated, like a corpse, like a beautiful corpse, but still a corpse.
I regret ordering the big breakfast.
It is not good to compare the dead to the living.
Oh boy, this guy's really serious here. He's really
okay. What's the bill?
The bill? Well, let's see. You got one big breakfast, which was 50 credits. You got two big breakfasts, that's 100 credits, so 150. Then one more. Yeah, whoa, that's 200. Hey, these are big breakfasts.
Yeah, but he finished two of them.
Oh, that's right. You get a gift certificate.
Yeah, what's the gift certificate for?
It's like one of those coupons, like from like the Chamber of Commerce. You know, it's like a coupon book.
The Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, here you go, Chamber of
Commerce. Does Coruscant have a Chamber of Commerce?
They have several. she's very. She's
all right. Go pay the lady.
Okay, and he reaches into his satchel on his waist and produces the required credits and drops them out of the table.
Conveniently enough, he's capable. He's capable of paying. God bless him. And
I like this guy. He pays for my breakfasts.
Oh no, he dropped 100 credits on the table, which is enough for his own.
Oh, this is only good for half of the bill. How about you two?
Right, get out of my book.
All right, Grizzora, here, take your 50.
This is not half of the bill. This is my bill.
That's also true, mathematically.
I paid. I just gave her a $50 credit.
All right.
I'm not going to argue.
I got
my meal.
Did you take it out? I mean, yeah, not don't argue. You done it, ate it, some of it.
I don't know how you take money out of this. So.
I'll just do it. I'm not sure I want to teach you how to give or take away money.
I agree. You're smart to think that way.
All right.
I put down 60 credits.
60 credits? Do you really got a nickel and dime everyone all the time? Did you eat the breakfast? Did you order the breakfast?
And it was 50 credits.
That's right.
Right?
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
I'm not nickel and diamond. I'm tipping more than these motherfuckers.
I'm sorry. It's been a long shift. And thanks for the tip.
Yeah, well, now I don't feel like you deserve it.
All right.
What is tip?
It's customary to give a little bit more sometimes for a good service. And I like to pride myself on my service.
Can I buy one of your packs of smokes?
Ghost reaches into his bag and pulls out another 100 credits and puts it on the table.
Goddamn, well, I mean, Ghost.
I guess if we're just playing with house money here, then, you know, that's pretty cool. And, yeah, I'll take 100 credits and give myself a nice, like, perm. I'll see you later.
She
walks away.
I wanted to ask if she had hair.
He just died.
I think you're going to have to roll a knowledge check of xenology. Let's see. What Ooh. Is... Well, whoever wants to know that.
I really don't.
He succeeded, and so RX pipes up from the backpack, knowing that
hello,
they do not have hair. And what does he say?
What's the species name?
I wish I knew. I don't really know. Let's see if
you could just make it up. Dear God.
I know, but it's really important to me that it's accurate. A basilisk.
Basilisks do not have hair anywhere on their bodies.
I mean, I was just saying the head, but... And he's switched off. Yeah. Okay.
It's got four armpit hairs, though.
That was an interesting amount. The flavor text.
Okay. You guys, so she left on the counter the coupon book.
I put it in my pocket right next to my mustache.
Would you like to look at the coupon book?
Yeah, I'll flip through it.
Okay. In the coupon book, there is a 20% coupon for, let's see.
If you specifically say Big Breakfast.
No. Eoslin's General Store.
Huh.
Right. Amongst other things, there's you know, some worthless things in there, mostly worthless things. But one of the coupons that sticks out to you is Eoslin's General Store, and it's a 20% coupon off for one purchase.
Yes. Yes.
I have this coupon that you so graciously gave me.
Yes.
How current is your armor, weaponry?
Current enough.
It's what enough?
Current enough.
Current enough. Okay. Well, I think we might want to go check this place out.
Sure. As long as we search for the butt radar.
We will search. We will definitely be searching for the butt.
Well, butt.
No, not the butt. Butt radar.
The butte.
Yes, we will be searching for the butt's radars.
You keep saying it, bro, but I will let it slide.
Okay. You've paid your tab. You are free to leave the diner. You guys walk out of the diner and step out into the street and call a cab.
We have a speeder bike.
Oh, that's right, speeder bike. Yeah, but. Wait, how did?
Hey, Ghost, how did you get here?
Narrative convenience.
It was quite convenient.
I don't remember.
All right, we better call a cab because.
Yeah, but then you're gonna have to leave your bike.
It's really not our bike.
Yeah, but you can't just leave it someplace.
Why?
All right. Yeah, just worry about it later. Yeah, it's fucking Chopper's problem. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he tried to screw us on our bounty earlier.
Okay. You call the cab company that you are now ultimate. Yep.
Not this second, but could we end this a little bit early at some point? Like at 9:40 maybe?
Yeah, we can wrap up before, I mean, I guess. Yeah.
I'm negotiating, but I go to bed at 10 and I gotta do some things before I go to bed too. So
okay. So my plan is then that the cab picks you up and says to you, "Welcome to Johnny Cab. Where can I take you today?"
To the Merchantiles.
The Merchantiles?
The merchant store.
I sense that you probably want to go to Eoslin's.
Oh, I flipped through my book. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then let's go there.
The God Cab is correct.
I am not a God Cab. That is a different company.
I like the God Cab.
Let's go to Eoslin's.
Okay. I am going to say that would be a good place to pick up next week. We'll start at the store. We'll spend our experience. You guys can shop, and then we can start on the Butt Radar adventure.
Okay. Fantasy Costco.
Basically. But not fantasy. Space Costco.
Space Fantasy Costco.
I mean, it's not that big.
It's really Star Wars is really more of a space fantasy than a science fiction anyway.
It is space, but not just fantasy. Space fantasy at all.
It is a little bit space fantasy. There's hardly any science fiction elements to it.
Oh, there's a lot of fiction. I
mean,
it's mostly fiction.
I get what he's saying. I mean, there's space wizards. They treat they treat the space travel like it's dogfights in air, you know? I mean, it's more fantasy than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a space opera, which is what it's also technically considered.
But there's no music.
It's very low tech.
There is music. What are you talking about? John Williams
there's
is
no
a
singing, which is operative in an opera.
Most of the tech is really just kind of hand-wavy magic, like, oh, we have anti-grav. So it doesn't fall into the same category as something like The Martian or even Star Trek or other science fiction. Believe me, guys, I love Star Wars. It's just, it's
I'm
much
not really
more space
sure what
fantasy.
We're arguing.
Space fantasy versus science fiction.
No, I think we argue whether or not you guys are going to Fantasy Costco. And I said Space Costco, and then we started arguing.
Right.
I don't even know what we were arguing about. I just like talking.
Oh, well, I'm about to sleep, so.
No.
No.
Sleepy.
Yeah, well, at least you don't have indigestion.